Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, so there's people that will give you backhand compliments all the time. Yes. Sometimes they're very overt. Sometimes they try to mask them. What's something that's been said to you over the years that really stuck in your craw? Maybe it was a backhanded compliment and the person was trying to be mean. Or they were trying to be nice. They just worded it really badly. Again, you can give us a buzz or shoot us a text or on social media at Dave Mahoney. But got some good ones coming in here. My boss told me that I'm different and unique. Crazy, basically. That no man can handle me. And since this particular guy was already taken, I might as well get used to being alone.
I don't know if that's a backhanded compliment.
This guy said, not a backhanded compliment, but a backhanded apology that I used to give to my wife. I always used to say, I'm sorry your feelings are hurt. She caught on.
That is a
passive aggressive.
That is.
I think I'm guilty of it.
You could try to use that one, but I don't think that sneaks by all that often. Nah. You know, I mean, it's a good way to identify that. Like, I understand that you're upset,
like you're,
but I also don't care.
Andy said a friend of mine's youngest daughter came up to me while I was sitting down to rub my belly and told her mom, who was pregnant at the time, "Mommy, Andy has a baby in his stomach too." Yeah, I should probably get rid of the beer belly.
It's so much work, though. So much work to have to, like, do sit-ups and eat right and be
that's
healthy.
An
Jamie on Twitter said, I cut all of my hair off this week. Secretary at work goes, oh, you look like a white middle-aged mom now. How cute. No, I'm a badass. Sheesh.
But I would like to speak to the manager right now. Right now. Did Kate Gosselin completely ruin that haircut?
Yes.
Nobody else can get that haircut now. She has that. You are a special type of individual. If you can ruin it, like there are several people throughout history, you know, like Hitler destroyed the little hat, the mustache.
The little mustache.
Charlie Chaplin
it became called
it.
The Hitler mustache, even though it was like a Charlie Chaplin before that.
Yeah.
No one could.
Michael
pull
Jordan
that.
Tried to bring it back and got lambasted for
it. Yes. And Michael Jordan, one of the coolest people on the planet. That mustache, gone forever. The Kate Gosselin haircut.
Gone forever.
I mean, it was ugly to begin with.
Chantel on Facebook said, somebody told me, quote, you carry your weight well because I'm a big fat chick.
Are they trying to say, like, it makes your, you know, your thighs are so sexy or something?
It's like when you call a girl thick, you have to be very careful with that.
Man, I got called thick.
And how did that make you feel?
Self-conscious.
I don't think that's necessarily
I know it isn't, but
a bad thing, but this is what my fiance tells me, and it doesn't matter what I think it is. It matters what the other people, because I'm like, if you're not super skinny or you're not heavy, you know, but you're in that, like, you're athletic and you've got some muscle tone to you and maybe some curves. I feel like that falls into the definition of thick or even voluptuous.
Sarah said that I ran into a coworker, an acquaintance who I knew before my son was born, and she asked me to see a picture of my son, and her response is, oh, your husband's white. Didn't really know how to take it.
Yes.
That's
Yolan said, a coworker of mine said, you're so Asian, but in a good way.
Is there a bad way to be Asian?
What does that mean? And Tanya said, about a year ago, I was at a new daycare, and the person that was running the daycare said, he is doing so well. He's like a completely different person now. He's so good. And she added, I thought he was always good.
That is my child.
Your child's a monster.
That baby.
Got a text here at 73100. This one says, I was trying to help a friend out, and an ex called me a pushover. We didn't last long.
Randy on Facebook said, at a Christmas event, this lady said, oh, you're a single mom, so I know you're struggling. Take some toys. We want the kids to have a good Christmas. And you just assume because I'm a single mom that I'm poor.
Yeah.
Neat.
Wow.
And finally, Mel said, somebody told her, you look good in the dark.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe somebody fires passive-aggressive compliments at you because they're trying to be nice and they just don't know any better. Or maybe they are trying to take a dig at you.
Yeah, they kind of hate you.
Yeah, on social media, at Dave Mahoney, or text us at 73100. I don't know how to take this one. Treasurer on Facebook said, my ex told me that I, quote, taste like beef gravy.
Ew.
I mean, I love beef gravy.
Yeah.
Right?
Who doesn't love beef?
Gravy makes everything better. That's one of the things that the Canadians do much better than us here in America. They put gravy on everything.
Maybe they need to change their diet.
Who needs whipped cream when you can put gravy? That's all I'm saying.
Denise said, yep. My favorite from when I was younger, you'd be so pretty if only you'd lose some weight. Deb, who works in the office with us, she said that she told her dad that she was hungry one time, and her dad said, you don't look hungry. Damn it.
How about this one on the text line? You look great for having two kids. Excuse me, you're going to look great with my foot.
Yeah, up your...
Oh.
Yeah.
Nick on Facebook said, my son has better taste than you. That's what my dad said to my girlfriend, who is now my wife, when he met her for the first time. Oh. I mean, so he was trying to compliment her.
Yeah.
Being like, my son outkicked his coverage, but it came across.
No, I think that as a guy, we need to expect those sorts of, you know, I don't know if those are like backhanded compliments because, you know, every guy hopefully, you know, will do better than where he's at, right? You know, like women have that, the ability to, very rarely do you see a much more attractive guy and a way less attractive woman together. Right. Like that happens.
It happens.
But rarely. Whereas the other way around, you see happening all the time. You know, case in point, Dave's wife and my fiance.
Way out of our leagues.
But we're tall, so we got that going for us. Probably the only reason they're with us.
I can get you free tickets to Matchbox 20.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah. How would you like to go see Third Eye Blind or a third eye blind? Just Stephen Jenkins.
Jenkins acoustic. Shelby said, quote, you're pretty big. I mean, you're pretty for a big girl. My bro is supposed to make me feel better.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
You're pretty for a big girl.
Mike said, I was in my early 30s and I ran into a high school friend I hadn't seen since high school. And he told me I looked, quote, professionally mature. Is that his way of telling me that I'm fat and gray now? And then he tagged his friend in it. Crosby said, you're much stronger than someone your height should be. Huh.
That's a little belittling.
Another one from the text line. This one comes to us from Karen. She says, my ex used to always compliment me with, you look great today, but you look like a slut.
All right. On Twitter, DJ Daywan said, a bisexual female friend of mine once described me as a disgusting hetero. What the F?
I don't even think that's a backhanded compliment. That's just they're just coming at you.
Yeah.
Also, how is somebody a disgusting hetero? Like, if you go both ways... Like, you're doing both things. Like, if you think that somebody is disgusting hetero, it's because you'd be gay, right?
Uh-huh.
Because being into women like this guy is shouldn't be disgusting, at least on paper.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing.
You're doing the same thing.
You're doing the exact same thing.
Danielle, also on Twitter, said, my cousin told me, quote, I was so brave because I wore a two-piece bathing suit. I may be a little pudgy, but I don't care.
Nah, man, it don't. Like, that's the thing. Like, who cares what other people think about you, you know? Like, I used to think, you know... I used to take a lot of pride in everything that I would wear, and now I've just given up for comfort.
Tommy Bahama shirts, yeah.
Every day during the summer, you know, that is the...
Is the summer over?
Summer is
September 22nd.
Yeah. Oh, technically, I guess summer's still going on. But normally it's like... No, but like the Labor Day rule, normally that's what a lot of people abide by.
What? I'm not
like,
wearing white.
I mean, kind of.
I'm not wearing white pants, Dave. Because trust me, if I was wearing white pants...
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That is dangerous.
I'm not taking that gamble.
Oh, boy.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You know, sometimes the backhanded compliments will really stick. Like, there's just certain things that are said to you, even when you're a kid and you remember them as an adult because they just stick in your craw. They hurt that much. Father-in-law said, you gained weight in your arms, but it looks good.
I wish I gained weight in my arms.
You can't?
No, all my weight goes opposite. To my chin and my gut.
It's the opposite for guys and girls, right? Like, girls will gain weight in their thighs and their arms and their butt. Guys, it's all just...
Our stomach.
If you're one of those guys who, like, gains weight evenly, I hate you so much.
You're the worst.
You are, the absolute worst. Because there's nothing, you could still look good if you're, 75 pounds overweight, you know, because you're just thick all the way around. Whereas, you know, like, once I get, 30 pounds over my traditional BMI, my gut looks like I'm 6 months pregnant.
I have a mole on my chin, and the next told me that I'd be really beautiful if I just got it removed.
That's why he's an ex.
Yeah. An uncle told me, you're prettier than your sister, but she has a better personality.
Ow.
Thanks.
I mean, at least you're the pretty one.
You can work on your personality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one, Gary said, my grandma told me that I'm doing really good for being the F up of the family.
That's not bad. Well, that's not too bad.
Progress. Yeah. That's positive.
Samara said, somebody told me that I was like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I melt in the car.
And Chris said, somebody told me, quote, you move very quietly for how big you are. Joke's on them. I've been training to be like Chris Farley in Beverly Hills Ninja.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.